You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, coming to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, we welcome you, invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of presenting the gospel on this broadcast today. And we are thankful for our congregation. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will take us and take this broadcast and make it a blessing to each and to every one. We're so thankful that we know that you love everyone, you care for everyone, and so we're asking thy blessings upon our congregation and our broadcast today. In Jesus' name, amen. It takes the grace of God to be able to stand for Jesus in the sin-cursed world in which we are living today. But I believe the same God who told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you," is also able to provide us with the grace that we need to stand for Jesus. Jesus said we should let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Surely this light is needed in the darkened world in which we are living today. May the Lord encourage every Christian in our radio congregation today and be determined to stand for Jesus.
When I first heard of Jesus, His love and His step of the way.
Our subject for today's broadcast, The Latter End is Worse Than the Beginning. And our text of Scripture is 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. And I will read those verses. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. But it is happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Today's lesson will deal with the backsliding. Some admit that people in the Old Testament times backslid, but not in the New. So I will deal primarily with what we find in the New Testament scriptures in regard to this subject. Now, this lesson is not just to show that people can backslide, but I trust that we can give some warning against doing so and help souls to be determined not to do so. We first start with Matthew chapter 24, verses 11 and 12, where Jesus said, "Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." And then we read in Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, in Christ's first letter, there in the second chapter of Revelation, which was addressed to the church at Ephesus, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works." Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Now we notice from these passages of Scripture that I have read, first of all, that those, some at least, had allowed their love to wax cold, which means that they simply did not longer love the truth, did not longer love God. They had allowed their love to wax cold. And in the second passage of Scripture I read, Jesus said to the church there at Ephesus that they had left their first love. Now, he didn't say they had lost it. He said they had left it. They had it, and they walked off, as it were, and left it. So, whenever a person allows their love to wax cold, and they leave their first love, they are no longer a servant of God. They no longer love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. No, they have left that and have taken up something else. Something else has filled its place. There's no void there. If we leave the love of God and let it seek out of our heart, then our heart, our affections, will be centered upon something else. So these people that Jesus spoke of in Matthew 24 and also Revelation 2, they had, first of all, let their love wax cold, and then they had left their first love. And not only had they left their first love, Jesus not only pointed that fact out to them, but he told them that they had fallen. "Yes, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works." You cannot fall from grace unless you have grace. You cannot fall from an experience of salvation unless you have one. Now, Jesus also said, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. That's Luke chapter 9 and verse 32. And what is Jesus talking about? He's talking about a person who has become a Christian and has started in the Christian race, lived for the Lord for some time, and then they look back. Jesus also said, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away." That's in John chapter 15 and verse 2. Now, to be in Christ is to be a Christian. Paul said, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." And here in John 15, Jesus is teaching that he is the branch, and that he is the vine, and that we are the branches. And he said that if we do not bear fruit, he will take us away. In other words, that branch will be broken off from the vine. Now, the source of life comes from the vine, and to be broken off from the vine is to be broken off from the source of life, and the branch is bound to die. Again, Jesus said, if we do not bring forth fruit, he will take us away. And we are to be not only Christians, but we are to be fruit-bearing Christians. And Jesus said, if we're not, he will take us away. And Jesus Christ knew whereof he spoke. I know people can deny the truth and they can turn their backs on the truth, but it doesn't change it. Suppose some do not believe. Does that change or make void the word of God? Absolutely not. Let God be true, but every man a liar, the Bible says. And so, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looketh back, is fit for the kingdom of God. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Someone engaged in the work of the Lord who turns his back to the things of God and returns to the world is certainly not fit for the kingdom of God. Remember Lot's wife, Jesus said? What's the story about Lot's wife? Well, they were living there in Sodom, a very wicked place. And there were two angels that came to Sodom and spent the night, or started to spend the night, with Lot and his wife and two virgin daughters. And they told Lot that he must get out of that city because God was going to destroy it. First of all, Lot went to his married daughter's home and tried to convince his son-in-laws to join them in leaving the city, and they mocked him and made fun of him. And the two angels took a hold of their hands and led them out. And the angels also told Lot and his wife and daughters to not look back. But as they got out of the city and started on their way, Mrs. Lot looked back. And the Bible says she turned into a pillar of salt. Now, why did Jesus tell us to remember Lot's wife? It is possible for us to look back. Yes, it is possible for us to look back and to fail of the grace of God. The Apostle Paul, in his writings to the church in Galatia, said, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ." That's Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Now, beloved, Paul said that these had been in the gospel. They had embraced the gospel. They had received Christ. But he said, "I marvel that you are so soon removed," or in other words, you turn away from the true gospel to another gospel, which is not really another gospel. Now, we read later on in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 9, "After that you have known God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto you desire again to be in bondage." Now notice what the Apostle Paul said here, Galatians 4 and 9. He said they knew God. Yes, they knew God. and they were walking with God. They were serving God, but they had been delivered from the bondage of sin to be able to do that. But he said, Paul said, after that you have known God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? Notice that word again. They were in bondage, but they received Christ, and they were delivered from bondage. But now, having partaken of the things of God, they turn away from it. You turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, and you are returning to the bondage that you were once delivered from. If Paul is not talking about people having been delivered from sin, become a Christian, and turning away from Christ and returning to a life of sin, then I don't understand what he's saying. But the scriptures speak, and they speak clearly, that these people did turn away from the Lord and return to the bondage of sin. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly, Paul said, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Now, you have to be in the faith before you can depart from it. If you've never been in the United States, then you cannot depart from the United States. No, you have to be in a place before you can depart from it. So these people that Paul is referring to, in fact, it wasn't actually Paul, it was the Spirit of God speaking through Paul. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. They were in it, but they departed from it. And you want me to believe that they were still Christians? Of course not. So Paul said, they depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy. Think of that. Religious people speaking lies in hypocrisy after they had departed from the faith. Now we also read in Revelation, the last letter that Christ dictated to John, the Laodicean, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Now, if a person is in Christ, and figuratively speaking, they are spewed out, they are no longer in Christ. This same congregation, Laodicea was a rather wealthy city and a good economy there, and this congregation was getting along quite well in material things. And they said, well, we are rich and we are increased with goods and we have need of nothing. That was their estimation of themselves. But Jesus told them, you don't realize it, you don't know it, but you are miserable, you are wretched, you're blind, you're naked. What a state they were in, and they did not realize it. They had lost the love of God. They had left the love of God, and they had returned to a form of godliness and was denying the power thereof, thinking that their material possessions was indicative of spirituality. Beloved, that's not true. You can be rich and not be a Christian. Because you have some material things does not mean that you are spiritual. Some of the most spiritual people you'll find are some of the poorest in material things. And so Christ told this congregation, because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. I charge thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Now gold there represents the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. Christ was charging them, urging them to buy the truth and get rid of their mere form of godliness. Now, you are not in Christ if you have been spewed out No, you have lost the grace of God out of your heart. You have turned away from Christ and left your experience of salvation and returned to the world. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we drift away from them. So we read in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. So it is possible to drift away from the truth. You don't have to do anything to drift. But if you're going to go with God, you got to get those oars out of the boat and go to work. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And the Apostle James said, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James chapter 1 and verse 22. The Apostle Paul understood that it was possible for a person to backslide. This is what he said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself become a castaway. That's 1 Corinthians 9:27. Paul realized, even though he was an apostle preaching the gospel, he realized that it was possible to lose out with God. So he said, I keep my body under. In other words, I keep my heart and my life subject to Jesus Christ, lest I become a castaway and lose my salvation. Now, we are told again in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So it is possible for people to depart. Now let us return to our text. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein, and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Therefore, it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. How could any state be worse than your sinful state if you cannot backslide? But Jesus taught, and Paul is teaching here, that it is possible to backslide, and the second state is worse than the first. Note what Peter also said. We have been saved from sin through the Lord Jesus. We have come to a knowledge of truth. We are living a righteous life. Then we turn from that and return to the bondage of sin again. Our second state is worse than the first. If you cannot backslide, how could any state be worse than a life of sin? Beloved, the Word of God is clear on this point, and we need to guard against it so that we can make sure that we do not lose or leave our God, but that we be faithful and true to the end. For those who endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It would be a joy to us if we could hear from you. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us in our broadcast today. We invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
You may have your worldly pleasures, your silver and your gold. You may pile up all the riches that this whole world can hold. But I'd rather have my Savior and Your diamonds and your pearls.